Part 1. Chapter 1. Vientos Salvajes, New Mexico Badlands. The first slug from the ranger's big Colt sent outlaw Morris Wheeler flying backward through the open door of the Bayesa Grande Cantina. The sound of the gunshot sent people scrambling in every direction, emptying the busy dirt street. Even as Wheeler crashed down inside the saloon, upending a table crowded with empty bottles, shot glasses, and wooden cups, the ranger had already turned with his smoking Colt poised and ready. He searched the street warily for his next target. He saw no one, but he knew there were three others. He'd seen them before he'd even ridden into Vientos Salvajes. He had lain atop a rocky trail and watched the outlaws through his battered army telescope. He'd counted four of Silva the Snake Saran's gang riding toward the bustling Badlands town, each of them wearing a long tan riding duster and a broad-brimmed black hat. One of the four he'd recognized as the woman, Kitty DeLaros. The other three were Andy Weeks, Delbert Trueblood, and Morris Wheeler. Each was a noted thief and murderer. He'd seen no sign of Silva Saran himself, but he had an idea that the gang leader was somewhere nearby, lying low, letting his crew take all the heat that had been on their trail ever since the payroll robbery near the mining town of Poindexter more than 2 weeks ago. The ranger stepped toward an alleyway, breaking into a run alongside the large cantina. A flock of frightened chickens burst forth in a flurry of batting wings, squawking above the pounding of hooves. Silva the Snake Saran wasn't there, but in this deadly business the young ranger had learned quickly to take what he could get. These were Silva Saran's people. There was no questioning that. A few of his people, anyway, the ranger thought. Riding with Saran had become a popular pursuit among the swell of saddle trash who preyed on the citizens along both sides of the border. The ranger knew very little about Kitty DeLaros, aside from her name and the growing reports that she'd been riding with Silva Saran of late. As for the three gunmen, he knew them well enough. For weeks now, he'd been carrying around in his saddlebags posters of their grim faces. They were desert outlaws from the old Sugar Blanton gang, and in addition to the posters, each man's name was carefully recorded on a list that the ranger carried in his vest pocket, along with the battered stub of a pencil. He'd hoped to put that pencil to good use today. As he turned and gathered Black Pot, his Appaloosa stallion, he heard a frightened voice call out from the front door of the cantina.
"Ranger! You must come quickly, por favor. This one is still alive."
Sam hurried out of the alley, leading the stallion behind him. Out in front of the open doorway, an elderly man jumped up and down in place, waving his long, bony arms to get the ranger's attention. Still alive? The ranger looked surprised. But no sooner had the old man spoken than a gunshot, accompanied by a string of cursing and the crash of breaking glass, erupted from inside the cantina. "Stay out here," the ranger said, giving the old man a quick once-over, wondering whether this was a trick of some sort.
"See, of course, I will wait out here," the old man said.
Inside the darkened cantina, Morris Wheeler had dragged himself to his feet and managed to snag a young woman by her long black hair as she stood stunned, staring wide-eyed at him. He was standing slumped against the bar, his bloody left hand entangled in the woman's dark locks, holding her against him.
"You move too slow, little chick-chick. Look what it got you." "Please, don't hurt me," said the young woman, her voice trembling.
"We'll see," Wheeler said, strained and weakened. "You're taking me out of here, little missy. I die, you die."
"Turn the woman loose, Wheeler," the ranger called from inside the door. Wheeler turned to face him, his Remington in his bloody right hand.
"A what, ranger?" he growled. "You going to shoot me again?"
"Most likely," the ranger replied, his Colt leveled as he took a step forward.
"Getting shot don't matter much to me now."
Wheeler gestured with his gun down the front of his bloody shirt.
"I'm shot to hell already."
"I can get you some help," the ranger said.
"Shit you can," said Wheeler. "Look at me. I'm dead. You did this, you son of a bitch."
"It needed doing, Wheeler," said the ranger. "If it wasn't me, it would have been somebody else soon enough. We both know that." The dying man considered it.
"Yeah, I guess so."
He gave a dark chuckle and shook his head.
"Get out of here, darling,"
he said to the young woman, letting go of her hair and giving her a shove.
"Next time."